November 25, 1912, Jesus makes Louisa contend, making her suffer without moving her from his most holy will. There are two stairways to heaven, one of wood, for those who take the path of virtue, and one of gold, for those who live in the divine will. This morning my always adorable Jesus, though he came in the usual way, seemed to me as if he was just passing through. He was anxious to see me again and to be with me in a familiar way. In seeing him so good, so sweet and benign, I forgot all about my troubles, my privations. And seeing him with a big thick crown of thorns, I told him, "Sweet love in my life, show me if you still love me. Remove this crown from around your head and place it on mine, with your own hands." Soon adorable Jesus removed it and pressed it on my head with his own hands. Oh, how happy I felt with the thorns of Jesus, sharp, yes, but sweet. He looked at me with loving tenderness and, feeling so tenderly observed, I bravely added, "Jesus, my heart, the thorns are not enough for me. To be certain that you love me as before, don't you also have the nails with which to nail me? Hurry, O Jesus, don't keep me in doubt. For the only doubt of not being always loved by you, gives me continual death. Pierce me." And he, "Dear daughter, I cannot find the nails, but in order to make you content, I will pierce you with a piece of iron." So he took my hands and ripped them open, very far. And then my feet. I suffered, yes. I felt as if I was swimming in a sea of pain, but also of love and sweetness. It seemed that Jesus could not remove his tender and loving gaze from me. Arranging me and covering me completely with his royal mantle, he told me, "My sweet daughter, cease now any doubt about my love for you. Even more, in order to give you courage, I tell you that no matter your state, or whether you see me concerned, or flashing by, or silent, remember that one single renewal of my thorns or nails to you will be enough to place us again in our loving closeness and intimacy, more than before. Therefore, be content, and I will continue with the scourges of the world." He told me other things, but the intensity of the pain does not allow me to remember them well. Then I remained alone again, without Jesus, and I poured myself out with my sweet mama, crying and praying her to make Jesus come back. My mama told me, "My sweet daughter, do not cry. You must thank Jesus for the way he behaves with you and for the grace he gives you, not allowing you to move away from his most holy will, in these times of chastisements. Greater grace he could not give you." After this, Jesus came back and, noticing that I had cried, told me, "Have you cried?" And I cried with Mama. I didn't cry with anyone else, and I did it because you were not here. Jesus took my hands in his hands, and it seemed that he was soothing my pains. Then he showed me two high stairways, from earth up to heaven. On one of them there were more people, very few on the other one. The one on which there were only few people was of solid gold, and it seemed that those few who were going up were other Jesuses, each one of them was one Jesus. On the other one, which seemed to be made of wood, there were more people, and they could be distinguished and identified, almost all short and not very developed. Jesus told me, "My daughter, those who lived their lives in my life ascend on the golden stairs. I can say that they are my feet, my hands, my heart, the whole of myself. Just as you can see that they are another me, they are everything to me, and I am their life. Their actions are all of gold and of incalculable price, because they are divine. Nobody will ever be able to reach their height because they are my very life. Almost without anyone knowing them, because they are hidden within me. Only in heaven will they be perfectly known. On the wooden stairs there are more souls. These are the souls who walk along the way of the virtues, but not in union with my life and with the continuous connection of my will. Their actions are of wood, since only the union with me forms golden actions, therefore their price is minimal. These souls are short, almost scrawny, because many human purposes are mixed in with their good actions, and human purposes do not produce growth. They are known to everyone, because they are not hidden within me, but within themselves. Therefore, nobody covers them. They will not cause any surprise for heaven, since they were known also on earth. Therefore, my daughter, I want you completely in my life, with nothing in yours, and I entrust to you the ones you know and see, that they may keep themselves strong and constant on the stairway of my life. He pointed to me someone whom I know, and disappeared. May all be for his glory.